When your contract of employment is being undermined at work, it's your employment rights that support you to challenge that unfair treatment. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. In last week's episode, we looked at your pregnancy and maternity protections and your new protection against maternity redundancy, which came online on the 6th of April 2024. In this week's episode, we look at what can happen when your employer decides to ignore your employment rights and practice pregnancy and/or maternity discrimination against you. Despite pregnancy and maternity discrimination being an employment tribunal case just waiting to happen for employers who decide to ignore the law by ignoring your employment rights, pregnancy and maternity discrimination is still alive and well in a workplace near you. Pregnancy discrimination is when you are treated unfairly because you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or you have recently given birth. Now, like every other area of discrimination, it's unlikely your boss is going to come right out and tell you to your face that you are being treated badly because you are pregnant or because of something to do with your pregnancy or maternity leave. No, this will not happen. And indeed, case law that an employment tribunal will rely on when dealing with proof of pregnancy discrimination makes it clear that few employers would be prepared to admit such discrimination, even to themselves. So it's not unusual for you to believe that the bad treatment you feel you are receiving is because of your pregnancy or maternity status, and for you to have little or no evidence of the treatment, and then for your employers to deny the allegation is even less unusual. But there are some signs of pregnancy discrimination that you can look for. Some behaviours are obvious to even the least perceptive staff member, but others are harder to spot. So it's important to look for red flags that were not there before you told your manager you are pregnant. And now, since you shared the news, things have changed. Like you've seen an increase in critical feedback, or you're being singled out for harsher treatment. You don't receive a promotion or pay rise despite being in line for one. Your workload suddenly decreases or your calendar has fewer appointments. Training opportunities stop coming your way and you don't receive information or invites to key work events. You could also experience job hiring discrimination. And you are more likely to see this happening when, after letting your employer know you are pregnant, your employer or prospective employer refuses to give you an interview or gives you the job, but on different terms and conditions to those originally advertised, like giving you part-time hours or on a limited contract when the job was originally offered as a full-time position. Or the employer offers you the job on a lower salary or on less favourable terms, all of which have changed since you updated them about your pregnancy. You could also experience pregnancy promotion discrimination. What's that? Well, you might experience your employer discouraging you from applying for a promotion or encouraging you to refuse a promotion due to your pregnancy or maternity leave. Remember, these actions are not likely to be blatant. In fact, a lot of this behaviour is often done in a jesty tone, like, come on, how are you going to be able to keep up with the demands of the new role if you're pregnant? Then you could have a break from maternity leave and the role will suffer because you are away and the work won't progress or your career won't progress. Maybe you should apply for the promotion when you get back after having your baby. Don't you think this would be better? This is what pregnancy promotion discrimination might sound like someone who talks as if they care about you, but in effect, they don't, because they don't want you in the role because you are pregnant. In a similar way, you can't be treated in an unfavourable way because you are pregnant or on maternity leave. So behaviours like singling you out for redundancy, making inappropriate comments to you, penalising you because you suffer from illness as a result of your pregnancy, applying a provision, criterion or practice which disproportionately discriminates against you or others for being pregnant, like, for example, only allowing health appointments at a particular time during the day to not affect the business and everyone having to work the new rule in the same way. And whilst on the face of it, everyone is being treated the same, this provision or practice places you and maybe other pregnant women in the company in a disadvantaged position because antenatal appointments in your area are always in the morning, for example. The discrimination in this behaviour happens because your employer has introduced a rule or a provision or a practice which is going to negatively impact you and maybe other women who need to attend antenatal appointments. And even though this may not be intended, it's still discrimination for applying a provision, criterion or practice because it singles out pregnant women for unfair treatment. Next, your employer cannot use health and safety legislation to legally discriminate against you by using your pregnancy as a risk to your health and safety. You are pregnant, not ill or infectious. And what your employer should be doing is to conduct a full risk assessment of your duties and then take reasonable steps to remove any risk that prevents you from working. And if that risk cannot be removed, then you should be offered alternative work that is not a risk to you or your baby. And if the risk cannot be removed, you should be placed on maternity suspension on full pay until the risk is removed. And one of the final things you should look for is dismissal for being pregnant. And yes, in 2024, some employers will do this. They will dismiss you because you are pregnant, but dress it up as maybe performance issues. Or suddenly someone's made a complaint about you and that complaint leads to bullying. Or the boss says they asked you to do something and you were off sick that day and you were off sick another day. And so a hastily called disciplinary meeting happens and before you know it, you have been dismissed. Remember, on the face of it, it won't be because you are pregnant. But when you drill down into what happened, what's really going on is dismissal for being pregnant. Now, if this type of dismissal happens to you, the dismissal would be automatically unfair. If you ever believe that you have been dismissed because you are pregnant, then the dismissal would be automatically unfair and would not fall within traditional unfair dismissal employment law, which you'll remember we've spoken about, because this is where you would be required to have 2 years' service to claim unfair dismissal. No. If you are pregnant, you are protected from unfair dismissal from day one of your employment because your pregnancy protection is covered within Section 99 of the Employment Rights Act, which says that a woman who is dismissed by reason of her pregnancy, childbirth or maternity leave or for some other pregnancy-related reason will be treated as having been unfairly dismissed from the day of the dismissal. Now, of course, none of these red flags, behaviours and treatments are a sure sign that pregnancy, breastfeeding or maternity discrimination is happening to you. There can often be a perfectly reasonable explanation for the sudden change in the way you are being treated. But if there is not a reasonable explanation for this treatment, and the only thing that has changed is that you are now pregnant breastfeeding, or you're on maternity leave, then you are entitled to say that on the balance of probabilities and in the absence of an adequate explanation for the sudden negative treatment you are receiving, the only reason you find for the bad treatment you are receiving could only be because of a pregnancy-related reason. Because you've told your employer you are pregnant, or that you're breastfeeding, or because you're on maternity leave, or going on maternity leave, and suddenly this treatment has started happening. When you've looked at everything else and you can find no other reason for the sudden negative way in which you are being treated, then it is reasonable for you to believe that the reason for the treatment is pregnancy related. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that it's illegal for your employer to discriminate against you because you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or on maternity leave. And if you suffer red flag treatments and discriminatory experiences or behaviours right up to the dismissal for a pregnancy-related reason, your employment rights are protected under the Pregnancy Discrimination Act 1979, Section 99 of the Employment Rights Act 1996, the Maternity and Parental Leave Regulations of 1999, the Equality Act 2010, and from the 6th of April 2024, the Protection from Redundancy Act, or by its better known name, the Pregnancy and Family Leave Act 2023. In next week's episode, we look at paternity rights and discrimination, so remember to tune in to that. If you need help with pregnancy or maternity related queries, or help to organise your thoughts into a complaint, you can download our Employment Rights Online checklist of 15 smart actions that you can use to help you challenge unfair and illegal treatment at work. You'll find the link to that download in the show notes for this episode. You can also find all our support links in the same show notes. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.